Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria. In episode 120, we're talking about cherry picking your clients, how to put down some boundaries so that your business is thriving and you are working with your ideal clients. Please remember to check out talkswithmaria.com and the Boss Mom Mentality available on Amazon. Let's begin. Hi guys, today I want to talk about how the universe loves you and me, loves us so much to the point where it literally gives us what we are thinking of the most. So just like 1 + 1 = 2, when you think of something so much, the universe brings that thing to you. So when you ask yourself, if you're a business owner, if you're starting a business, if you ask yourself, how am I going to get clients? How am I going to get clients? How am I going to get clients? Where are they going to come from? How will they know me? How will they buy from me? All of these questions are all derived from not having it, not having the clients, not having the authority, not trusting in the process, just not. Okay, N-O-T, just not. So whenever you ask yourself these kind of questions, how, and why, right? These why questions, why would people want to buy from me? Why would people want to buy from me and not from this other person? Or how can someone say yes to me if I'm charging a certain amount? And why would they want to buy from me if I'm charging a certain amount? All of these hows and whys, these questions, really come from a place of lack, right? Really come from a place of you don't already have it, so you're gonna try to figure out why, okay, and how. Now, I want to introduce a new concept to you, which is really understanding the what would it take questions. And what would it take questions really allows you to stand from a place of possibility, a place of creation, and a place of co-creating with the universe. So if you are trying to get, and the word trying is also not a good word. So if your goal is to get, let's say you want to get 6 new clients this month, you literally ask the universe and ask yourself and ask really just out loud, what would it take for me to have 6 new clients this month? What would it take for me to have 6 clients this month? Okay. What if you feel not supported and you feel like you're kind of alone in this journey? What would it take for me to feel supported in this journey? What would it take for me to feel connected in this journey? What would it take for me to feel loved and to be on purpose? So these what would it take questions really shift the dynamic of, instead of trying to find the hows and the whys, you're literally going to shift your questions to a solution-based kind of question. So do you know exactly what you're asking the universe? Are you asking the right questions? Or are you asking more questions that is giving you more lack, right? More not having enough, not having clients, not knowing what you need to do. What would it take for you to know what to do, right? And what happens is, once you start asking those kind of questions, and not just once a day, and I say ask those questions as you're doing things. Like, let's say you are typing up a book and you're saying to yourself, this is gonna take so long, right? What would it take for this to be an easy and quick process? What would it take for me to have this done by the end of this week, right? And instead of really shifting the mindset of the actual process of writing a book, you're now opening up the possibility of, what if someone could support you in this, right? Or what if there is a way to actually just start typing things up that is quickly and strategically the use of your time? So be open to the what would it take questions and really understand the capacity that it has. So what would it take for you to have 10 new clients this month? What would it take for you to help 10 new people by the end of this month? What would it take for you to have $20,000 in sales? What would it take for you to have more love in your life? What would it take for you to have connection in your life? What would it take for you to truly be happy? What would it take for you to have a business that is thriving? What would it take for you to grow into the woman that is profitable, confident, and truly believe in the success of your life? Now, these what would it take, guys, is really transformational, and I really want you guys to really take this on as a tool that you can take on in your business and take on in your relationships, take on in your life, take on really in the growth of anything. You can even say, hey, what would it take for me to have $100,000 come up for me in my life right now, right? What would it take for me to have $50,000 show up in my life right now? And these kind of numbers that you're throwing out there is really just to see what really will happen. You know, what kind of possibility happens when you start creating these kind of questions, right? And the point of these questions is to really just allow the universe to work for you in a beneficial way. You can truly create any kind of result that you really want in your life when you do the what would it take questions. And I specifically like to do what would it take to have, right? Because the to have is really just allowing the universe to tell the universe, this is what I want to have, right? I want to have this much money. I want to be able to have this kind of business, right? And I have to tell you guys something. And the thing that I want to tell you guys really tremendous in my life is that I've been able to shift a lot of the trajectory of my relationships. I have been able to shift the trajectory of my financial capacity doing these what would it take questions. I have transformed my coaching business doing these what would it take questions. And I teach my clients how to do these now. And these what would it take questions really help with understanding the power you have when it comes to being an unlimited infinite being. As an unlimited infinite being, you have the power to attract to yourself exactly what it is that you need to survive first, right? Then second, you have what it takes for you to attract to yourself the kind of wealth and abundance that you truly want to have, right? And when you think about it in a sense of, you know, you are beyond just the physical form you are. You just happen to be a spirit in a physical body. When you look at it from that aspect, that you are infinite, right? That your energy is infinite and that we are all made up of the same things. And life is just really just energetic, right? Anything that we do say and have is all a form of energy. And in order for us to really command the kind of life we want to really understand the power of energy. And when you are able to understand the power of energy and the energetic frequency that you have in your life, that means you get to analyze the kind of frequency you're emitting. What kind of frequency energetically are you expanding outside of yourself? Are you being positive in the results you have? Are you down on yourself for the results you have? Whether that be your health results, whether that be a financial capacity to receive, whether that be having unhealthy relationships around you, are you feeling shitty about it? If you are feeling shitty about it, the more shitty shit is going to come up for you. Now, if you are able to, you know, let's say, to be completely fucking honest, Maria, I'm still in a shitty position. I have circumstances that I'm not happy about. You know, my relationships are X, Y, and Z. I have bad credit. I'm up to my neck with credit card debt. COVID has really fucking taken the life out of me. All of the fucking shit you're telling yourself excuses about. What if we were to switch those up and say, what would it take for me to have, let's just say for shits and giggles, What would it take for me to have $5,000 show up for me this month? Right? And I'm going to ask you, whoever's listening on here, I'm going to ask you to say that to yourself every day. Every fucking day. If you have financial issues and you're really down about your finances, and let's say 5,000 isn't much for you, right? Then double it, 10,000. Let's say 10,000 isn't much for you, then double it, 20,000. Whatever that amount is that you feel like you need in order for you to survive, what is that amount? For me, it is $7,000 per month. Okay, so for me, I would ask myself, what would it take for me to have $7,000 come up for me this month? Okay, for you guys, if it's $5,000, $3,000, $2,000, fucking say it. Okay, there is nothing left to lose here. If you're already in a shitty position, then really all you're gonna get is shitty shit if you don't change up your stuff. However, if you change up your stuff and actually do this what would it take exercise, which is you do it every day, right? You do what would it take to have $5,000 show up for me this month? What would it take for me to have $5,000 show up for me now? What would it take for me to have $5,000 show up for me? Right? How, what would it take? What would it take? Right? And you don't know how it comes. It could come through your business. It could come through your job if you work a regular day job. It could come through as a gift. It could come through as a check in the mail because you may have overpaid something. Maybe the government owes you a certain amount. It just comes up in a check in the mail somehow. Maybe we get approved for this stimulus, a second stimulus package, and they send you whatever amount it is that gets approved and it shows up this month. Be open to how you're going to receive it because it could come in different ways. You know, maybe someone wealthy around you says, hey, I have an extra this much amount and I'm going to go ahead and give it to you because you did X, Y, and Z for me. Whatever the fuck it is, right? And you want to say, what would it take for me to have $5,000 this month? Anything in the way of that, I remove anything in the way of that. And that this is you literally maneuvering the energetic flow around you. And I talk a lot about energetic blocks because I'd recently had seen blocks in my life and my business show up, and I've been able to actively remove them. And I kid you not, guys, my business has increased tenfold just by doing this. And now I've made it a point to teach my clients to do the same. Because when you don't remove these energetic blocks, then the flow of abundance will not come to you. You're literally blocking it by thinking, this is not gonna work. What? She's asking me to do what? That's not gonna work. It's never worked before. Why would it work now? Those kind of mindsets and thought processes is a block, right? So you want to remove that anywhere you feel like. So what I would say, if I were you and I think that way, I would say anywhere I feel like this is not gonna work, I remove that block. Literally, like that's literally what I would say. It's so simple as that. You're literally calling it out and you're telling it where to go. Okay? Anywhere I feel like money just doesn't flow easily to me, I remove that block. Anywhere I feel like I'm not loved, I'm not supported, I don't feel connected to people, I remove that block. Right? So you're literally calling it out, whatever the doubt is, whatever the fear is, whatever it is, right? Anywhere I feel like I'm suffering from imposter syndrome, I remove that block. Anywhere I feel like I'm not an authority in my category, niche, or field, I remove that block. Okay? And what happens with this is you're literally removing the blocks from your space so that when you ask, what would it take to have $5,000 show up for me? It literally has a place to go. You're literally creating a frequency that opens the field to you, the field of abundance, of wealth creation, the field where you really can just be like, listen, this month we're gonna have 6 new clients. And they're gonna be ideal clients. The moment I get on the phone with them, they already know that we're working together. They already have said, oh, I'm already ready to go. You don't even have to sell me. Those kind of commands and statements, that is when you can actually see the results because you've removed those blocks. Now, if you lack the confidence in yourself to actually do this, that's a block itself. Anywhere I feel like I cannot do this, I remove from my body, from my space, from all time, dimension, and reality. Okay, guys? And how this is really just allowing yourself the power that you ultimately have. And the power that you ultimately have is not just the law of attraction, but then it's also really healing all of these blocks that you've had up for so many years. And the problem with having blocks is that you don't even see them there, right? So all you gotta ask yourself is, where is it that I feel blocked? I feel blocked in my business. Okay, well, what about your business that you feel like you don't have enough of? I don't have enough clients. Why is that? Because I don't think that I'm an expert in my field. I don't know how to attract the clients. Anywhere I feel like I don't know how to attract my clients, remove that block. Like, it's literally just talking it out. And once you see, oh, that's a block, remove the block. Okay, guys? And I don't know if you guys think I'm rude for like yelling on the phone, but I'm just so passionate about this because once you get the hang of being able to notice your blocks, clear those blocks, then do what would it take questions, you can really transform the course of your life, your business, the relationships you have, and really transform the financial freedom that you will have from doing all of this. So I really hope that this helps, guys. I really, really do encourage you to do the what would it take questions. What would it take for you to have $6,000 show up for you this month? $5,000, $10,000, whatever it is. All right, I encourage you to do it. If you have questions, you want to take this to the next level, let's do it. Email me at info@talkswithmaria.com or I'll put in my Calendly link scheduling where we can actually talk on the phone. All right, guys, have an amazing day. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.